FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide, and today I'm welcoming Gregory Henderson, aka the Foraging Chef, to the show. Greg, welcome.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you very much for having me today.
I know you're a very busy man. In addition to being an ambassador for WWF Sassy, you can be found in the forest foraging, and there's no better time. What are you up to right now?
So, you know, this time of the year, it's a change of that season. We're into that winter time now, and a lot of great things are happening in the forest. So a lot of our inspiration is coming from Table Mountain. It's all the petunias popping up at the moment, all the pine rings. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that, like, chefs generally don't use, which we're going to start using, such as Diasporus lutea, which is known as a bladder nut. And the lovely thing about that nut within itself, it's the pigment that it releases when it oxidizes was naturally used for paintings. But the seed inside of that is quite nice as well when you roast it and you grind it up, which also be used as a coffee substitute. So we're going to kind of infuse those into the broths of some of our new Tafel menu at Palmas Petit Cattel. And it's a lovely time of year. I love this time of year.
Well, I would love to start foraging, but I'm scared. You know, I don't really want to kill my family and friends. So if one goes for a walk in a forest and, for instance, you see mushrooms, I always think that's how we start. What does one know to look for?
Well, you know, firstly, it's to go with somebody that knows what they're talking about. If you don't have that person, the best thing is observation first. Pick specimens, learn how to do spore prints. General signs of certain mushrooms will be good indicators that are not safe to eat. For instance, blue bruising in some, yellow staining in others. These kind of indicators that you can actually get quite a concise guide. Gary Goldman's got a beautiful one, Some Mushrooms of Southern Africa. And it's a nice guide just to take out and explore, and you do your comparisons versus what you're finding, and then also what obviously the book is obviously indicating as well. Generally, like myself, how I taught myself, I grew up in a small town called King Williams on the Eastern Cape, and we were once obviously playing in the forest there, and we saw Ben Decker, who is a traveler, and he's well known for his work in terms of conservation and forestry. And we saw Ben, he was passing through King Williamstown, and we said to Ben, do you know, what are these mushrooms here? And he started talking to us and teaching us, obviously, the different indicators on what we should be looking for in terms of mushrooms before we eat them. And he said, it's better just to take a little piece, chew it for a little bit, see if you've got any side effects, because even edible mushrooms can give people side effects if your body's not used to it. So we all react differently to mushrooms.
That's very interesting. So, in fact, what one should do is give it to a family member or friend before trying it yourself.
Definitely not. There's that saying that, you know, every mushroom is edible, but some only once.
But
very fortunate for South Africa, because we're in the Southern Hemisphere. We only have a few collect species that are deadly or can obviously make you feel quite ill. And it's good to learn those first, you know, find out which ones are the poisonous ones. And then any over and above that as well will give you better indicators of what edible species are out there. The nice thing is that a lot of the trees that we have, obviously, if you take Table Mountain, Sicilia Forest, they're all imported saplings that came from Italy. And with them, their rootstock was obviously colonized with Puccini spores. So over 50 years, these things have just started developing. And that's why we find generally a lot of Puccinis and seps and within those forests. And any hardwood species generally has an edible mushroom around it. But we do have ones that look similar. Such, if I can just take an example, is the Russula capensis, which is got a very purple top, but you get a different type of Russula called the Sardonia, which can give you an upset stomach. And the way that we test that one is basically indicator of the skin. So we pull a bit of the skin off and we chew on that skin. And if we get this like spicy sensation within our tongue, it's generally more likely to be a Sardonia than a capensis.
Oh.
And a capensis is actually edible, but not in large quantities. Some wild mushrooms as well, you can only eat in small quantities, but are full of flavor. But those, the capensis within itself and the Russula, it's not really a prized edible. So you'd look for other species such as the Puccinis and seps, but it's a good indicator that there's mushrooms growing around.
Wow, Greg, you've given me so much to think about when it comes to the humble mushroom. So thank you for sharing your inspiration and knowledge with us.
Thank you. Anytime.
That was Chef Gregory Henderson of Palm House Boutique Hotel. For more edible inspiration, visit thegourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.